Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Johnson, Chaplain of the Senate, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Today I'm going to pray the words of former U.S. Senate Chaplain Lloyd Ogilvie. God, we open our minds to receive your inspiration. Astound us with new insight and fresh ideas that we would not conceive without your blessing. Help us to maintain unity in the midst of differing solutions to the problems that we must address together. Guide our decisions. And when the debate is ended and the votes are counted, we enable us to press on to the work ahead of us with unity. And God, we also pray for safety today for many who will be traveling this weekend. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Senator Lenz.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request to be off the record now of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
You may.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce some of our Montana CRNAs that are joining us today. Certified Registered Nurse Anesthetists, or CNRA for short, are regarded as the original anesthesia experts. Acknowledging the long history of CRNAs as the first providers of anesthesia, beginning on the battlefields of the American Civil War, nurse anesthetists are crucial to our healthcare system and are the only providers of anesthesia services in all of our rural hospitals across Montana. Almost every hospital throughout Montana relies on anesthesiologist services delivered by CRNAs. They are here at the Capitol today celebrating National CRNA Week, and you may have already met them in the fan window.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator McCamey.
Thank you, Mr. President. May be off the record now the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
You may.
Thank you very much. I hope that they're up here in the gallery. So yes, we have them joining us. We have Wool Growers folks here. We have Ben Lamb. We have John Bacchus. We have Callie Michaels. And do we have anybody else? Have I missed someone of the Wool Growers? I don't know if Dwayne is up here. But the Wool Growers, the ones that provided the wonderful lunch for us that was lamb, healthy, nutritious, and delicious. Thank you so much, and welcome to the Senate.
Welcome to the Senate. Members, we have a committee that's very busy right now. So what we're going to do is not do roll, and we're going to stand at ease until they're done.
I would do it lighter, but it would be three times. I don't know if it's supposed to be open.
State administration. We don't have a big day today, do we?
You know, I don't.
We have one bill.
Well, we have one bill, and I don't know if we're going to do
that. Oh.
So, pardon me?
No, not now. Well, we can't.
I mean, I wish we could. I'd like to find some more. So, if you ever see any, please just buy them. You won't let me buy them.
What? What?
You're just bragging. You're just stating a fact, right? I understand. Yeah, I would like to get together. He served with Judy Jones. But he was actually... He served with Lee Moyer.
You can't have... Rules of it's got to be
it was just it was just part of his
so
he was
I tried
and he was aggressive about I did not see the document yesterday. Was it yesterday?
It was in a couple of days ago.
I did not have time. I placed it.
The Senate will convene in 1 minute. Please be seated.
Yes, really.
Senate will be back in order. Secretary, take the roll. Senator Usher. Senator Usher is excused.
Mr. President, 48 members are present. Senators Kelker and Usher are excused.
Quorum being present, the Senate will be ready for business. That objection will go to order of business number 2, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, we are Committee on Agriculture, Livestock, and Irrigation report that Senate Resolution 28 be adopted. Senator Mike Lang, Chair. Mr. President, we are Committee on Finance and Claims report that Senate Bills 5489 and 108 do pass, and that Senate Bill 70 do pass as amended. Senator John Esp, Chair. Mr. President, we are Committee on Highways and Transportation report that Senate Bill 57 do pass as amended. Teresa Manzella, Chair. Mr. President, we are Committee on Judiciary report that Senate Bills 183 and 184 do pass. That Senate Bills 47, 160, 171, 91 do pass as amended. That SR 6 and 9 be adopted, and that House Bills 83, 111, and 149 be concurred in. Senator Keith Regeer, Chair. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection, the committee reports are adopted. That objection will go to order business number 5, messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate the following actions. The following House bills were on this day with three several times and passed, title and history agreed to, and they're here transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 38, Oblander, House Bill 42, Hinkle, House Bill 100, Fitzgerald, House Bill 104, Beard, House Bill 107, Barker, House Bill 112, Etchart, House Bill 150, Abbott, House Bill 161, Knave. That is all, Mr. President. Signed, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will be on order business number 6, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bills 225 to 230, Senate Resolution 49, House Bills 38, 42, 100, 104, 107, 112, 150, 161. Have been introduced, read first time, and referred to committee. Senate Bills 222 through 224 and Senate Joint Resolution 9 have been referred to committee. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will be on order business number 7, second reading of bills. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Will Senator Friedel take chair?
Members of the Senate, please come in order. Members, now I have before you, for under consideration, Senate Bill 59. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 59, introduced by Fitzpatrick by request of Department of Revenue. A bill for an act entitled an act generally revising alcoholic beverage laws, revising laws relating to public convenience and necessity, providing that public convenience and necessity considerations are limited to consideration of the alcoholic beverage, revising laws related to department requests for additional licensing information, revising laws related to table wine, revising laws relating to special permits, and amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the history of the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fitzpatrick. Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 4.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 59. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does arise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 59, it recommends the same do pass.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 59 is another one of the red tape relief bills proposed by the governor. What it does very simply is it clarifies the process on transfers of license and proposed or protests regarding those. They make a couple clarifications. I think the big one is on page 3. It limits what can be considered by the department as part of the protest process. And then it also clarifies that the department has the ability to ask for additional information as part of the process. There is some language here relating to sports licenses used for professional sports. I'm going to have an amendment to remove that, and I'll explain when we get there. But that's the opening here, Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend Senate Bill 59 with Amendment SB5921, signed Senator Fitzpatrick.
What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. Chairman, I request that Amendment SB0059.002.001 be posted and deemed read.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the amendment I just referenced a second ago. What it does is it just reverts the language back in the statute to the way it was before. The reason I'm offering this amendment is because some of the language that's in here is a little clunky. In particular, the language about, I'm on page 8, for contests played during the season. I think there was some concern this language would prevent the use of a beer or table license if there was a rain out at a minor league baseball game or something. So I'm just putting it back to the way it was, so there's no confusion as to how these licenses are supposed to work. So I'd ask for green light. Thank you.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Fitzpatrick, would you care to close? Senator cares to closes. The question now arises that the amendment of Senator Fitzpatrick, that Senate Bill 59 as amended, as many as in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators have voted aye, 0 have voted no. The amendment passes. Are there any further amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fitzpatrick, would you care to move your bill as amended?
You don't need to.
Oh, gotcha. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator Fitzpatrick, would you care to close? Senator closes. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 59, it recommends same do pass. As many are in favor of the motion, simplify by voting aye. Opposed, no. Has there been any members have voted? The clerk read the record of the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators have voted aye, 0 have voted no. Senate Bill 59 has passed on second reading. Members of the Senate, please be now be in order. Members, you have now before you, under consideration, Senate Bill 94. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 94, introduced by Usher by request of the Criminal Justice Oversight Council, a bill for an act entitled Act Providing Requirements and Prohibiting Certain Practices for Recovery Residences, creating Registry of Recovery Residences in Montana, requiring certification for a recovery residence to receive rent vouchers and transitional assistance funds from the Department of Corrections, providing definitions, amending section, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1-8.
Members of this committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 94. What is your pleasure, Senator Usher?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 94, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I bring you Senate Bill 94 at the request of the Criminal Justice Oversight Council. We learned in the Criminal Justice Oversight Council from county attorneys, city police departments, and residents that there were some issues with some recovery residences. These residences, what we started to do is have hearings on these residences and what the effects were in the communities and how they were helpful or not helpful for the residents. These residents are usually, not always, people coming out of DOC and they're still on supervision in some way or some form. So what we did was we brought in all the stakeholders, including owners of these residences and also residents and county attorneys from all over the state. The majority of them are in Billings. I think there's in upper 40s. In Billings, and there's probably a sprinkle of 8 to 10 around the state. So after hearing from everybody, I personally went and did some research through NCSL looking for some model legislation, because we did find that the residents are a protected class, and the concern was cities and counties could not pass ordinances or enforce a lot of their local ordinances on these houses. So I found model legislation in Tennessee and Florida, several states, and those are the two that we actually had people come in and testify. Their model legislation had been vetted through the Fair Housing Act and through the feds, through HUD. So we pretty much tried to model what they had and Montanaize it. With that said, what it does is really it just, it's a voluntary way for them to get certified through one of their national organizations, nonprofit organizations. And if they get this voluntary certification, it allows the felons that are under supervision to live together, which is typically not allowed. And they also are allowed to use the DOC vouchers that we give them for housing. With that said, I'll stand for questions.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the bill? Senator Emmerich.
Members of the body, I'd like to speak in opposition to this bill for one primary reason. There is likely going to be a lot of religious institutions that provide recovery services to individuals that could potentially be caught in the dragnet of this. And I believe that this does not, it does not offer adequate protection for religious freedom. I did attempt to amend the bill to reflect that fact and provide some protections, but that amendment was ultimately segregated and struck down. So I would like to just offer opposition based on that fact. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Senator Lynch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the body, I'm going to rise in support of this. I did have the privilege of serving on the Criminal Justice Oversight Council through the interim, and I think this bill is truly a case of the interim work working. And you know, there was certainly an issue. It seems to have popped up in Yellowstone County more so than other places. There's a level of frustration in that county and the community that came out. The issue arose. There's bipartisan agreement on this, and really what we need to do is to put some regulations and some rules and some sideboards around these houses. I know there's some landlords and there's some folks in Billings that operate these that are a little uncomfortable. The reality is the ones that should be providing services for the right reason will be better protected in the long run with the industry actually functioning and operating the way it should be. So with that, Mr. Chair, it's a good bill. Give it a green light. And thank you for all the work in the interim from all the parties that were involved in this.
Senator Lentz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the body. The sober living houses in Billings is a subject that came up for years, particularly in child protective services cases. We would have parents and people live at the sober living house, and that was an option through the CPS system. I, for years, thought there was more definition to this than what there was. And so when we found out there wasn't, it needed some work. And I appreciate Senator Usher working on this, because this is important that we define this better, Mr. Chair.
Any other discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator Usher, would you care to close your bill?
I would, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, I've heard Senator Emmerich's religious questions and issues. He did have an amendment ready to go. After discussion with a lot of stakeholders, because it's voluntary, there should not be any constitutional issues or problems with religious organizations if they don't feel that they're being protected with their freedom of religion, then they don't have to get this. With that said, I ask for a green.
The question now arises in the motion of Senator Rusher that went under this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 94 that recommends same do pass. As many as in favor of the motion signify by voting aye, those opposed voting no. Has every member voted? Does anybody want to change their vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 40 senators vote aye and 9 senators vote nay.
40 senators voting aye, 9 voting nay. Senate Bill 94 has passed second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have in front of you before you the consideration of Senate Bill 105. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 105, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act intended on prohibiting rent control of private property and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 105. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had in consideration Senate Bill 105, it recommends the same do pass.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 105 is a simple bill. All it does is it prevents cities and towns from attempting to impose any rent control ordinances on private property. I think there's a simple reason for it. Rent control over time has been shown to actually decrease the amount of housing, and it also discourages people from making repairs and improving their property. We have a crisis situation of housing in the state, and we don't need to be enacting laws which would only aggravate that problem. So with that, I'd ask you to give it a green light. And just one point here, if you look on the back on page 26, this section is not going to apply to property in which a governmental unit owns any interest in the property, so this will not have any effect on rents set by housing authorities. So with that, I would ask for a green light.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator Fitzpatrick, would you care to close? Senator does close. The question now arises that the motion of the Senator Fitzpatrick that when the committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 105, that it recommend the same do pass. As many as in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 39 senators vote aye and 10 senators vote nay.
39 senators have voted aye and 10 have voted no. Senate Bill 105 has passed second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have in front of you, for your consideration, Senate Bill 129. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 129, introduced by Temple and others, a bill for an act intended on revising school laws related to compulsory attendance, aligning compulsory attendance with enrollment in public school rather than age, amending section, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history or title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you have now before you Senate Bill 129. Senator Temple, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move when this committee does rise and report upon having under consideration Senate Bill 129 that the same do pass, Mr. Chair.
Senator Temple.
Mr. Chair and committee, what we have here is it's if you're in, you're in bill. What this amounts to is a lot of students are going to being put in school at 5 or 6 years old. And at that point in time, it's not compulsory that the parents keep them in school. Truancy in Montana does not start until you're 7 years old. So the students that are being put in school are not really attending like they probably should. The parents and guardians are not responsible until age 7. This poses a problem with the school if you put your kid in school at 5 or 6. This is a public school bill. It has nothing to do with homeschools or private schools. But all we're asking is if a student is put in school, the parent and guardian is responsible for them to stay in school at that point in time. They won't be 2 years behind in the third grade. So I'll stand for question, Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Emmerich.
Members of the body, I'd like to rise in opposition to this bill. There's a major problem with this bill. In Montana, we do not have compulsory enrollment for these ages. And this is effectively a expansion of compulsory enrollment. If you don't have your child enrolled in public education with the ages listed in this bill, you are not subject to the compulsory attendance laws. This would expand the compulsory attendance to include the ages that are not compulsory enrolled. Well, on the outset, it seems like a really good idea. Hey, kids are in school. Let's make them attend. Well, I would stress to you that a lot of parents do make their kids attend school, and that when they do not attend school, there's probably a very good reason. They are not required to give doctor's notes or parental excuses because it is not required by law. So the teachers do not understand the reasons a lot of these children are in school. And I would suggest to you that if you want to expand compulsory attendance, then you should probably expand compulsory enrollment. And I do not think either of those are a good idea, because the penalty for compulsory attendance is jail time, community service, and very hefty fines, all because you chose to parent your child a little bit differently. Thank you.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Might I ask a question of the sponsor?
Does the sponsor yield?
Yes, Chair, I do.
Senator, that was the question that was just asked was similar to what I was wondering. But I did not believe that this does compel you to enroll your child in school. I think what it says is that once he's enrolled, then you are compelled to see that he continues attending, with a few exceptions.
Mr. Chair, Senator, you're exactly right. You can enter your school, or student in school, at 5 or 6 or 7. Totally up to you. It's just once you enroll them, they are enrolled. You're in, you're in.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Solomon.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Several things, I guess, on this bill. It's very simple. You do not have to compulsory require your child to be enrolled, but if you do, the child should go to school, unless it has the usual, he's sick, they're on a trip, all these things that can happen. But basically it says, if you're gonna go through the effort to put your child in school, take the child to school. That's basically what we're trying to do with this bill. If you don't want to, you have something come up, you unenroll your child. The child does not have to be enrolled until age 7. But we're just asking, for all the paperwork and all the issues that we have, bring your child to school, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Manivel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would the sponsor yield to a question?
Would you, sponsor yield?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, is enrollment in public school, is that defined anywhere?
That, not, well, yes, at age 7, you're required to put your kid in school.
Follow up.
Continue to yield, Senator.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, Senator, it appears that this bill would strike the 7-year requirement. My concern is, if I chose to enroll my child in the school system at, say, 6, would I then be compelled by this school, or age 5, would I be compelled by this bill to keep them in school even before they turn age 7?
Yes, what this bill basically says is once you enroll your or put your kid in school, they're enrolled. They're in.
Okay, I'll speak to the bill, Mr. Chair. I have some serious concerns with this bill. My wife and I have a situation where we have enrolled our one of our children in a school program, which is very targeted for an issue we have. Even though she's not seven, we homeschool our other kids. So this would seem to put a, and maybe there's not a, an issue here, but I am not real comfortable with the language that this strikes, if that would allow us to be able to not have our daughter in school when she's six. So I have some pretty serious concerns with this bill, and I'll be a no.
Senator O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to speak to the bill, if I may. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chair, just a point of clarification. If you want to enroll your child who is 5 years old or 6 years old, you can do that. It's just great. If you change your mind after 6 months, after 2 months, after 3 months, and think, this is actually not a good fit yet for my little one, I'm going to unenroll him. You or her or them, and you just go to the office, fill out that paperwork, and you're able to unenroll your child. So this is not compulsory. This is not required. This is simply you can enroll them, and then if you think it's not a good idea, you can unenroll them. The piece of this bill is, if your child's enrolled in school, then they're expected to show up when they can, when they're not sick. If your child is not enrolled in school, then it's a whole different story. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there any other discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator Temple, would you care to close?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would like to close on this. As it was mentioned, that once you put your kid in school, it should be your responsibility to keep them there. Where this stemmed from was, there was a principal from a school that got a hold of me and said, we have kids that are going to school 25 to 30% of the time at 5, 6 years old or whatever. By the time they hit the third grade, they're 2 years behind. Those kids have a heck of a time trying to catch up. So, this is a very good bill. In fact, the gal that brought it, the principal, came with the problem. She came with a solution. All she asked was, once they enter school, they're enrolled, and they should stay there. So vote green on this and help those teachers out.
The question now arises on the motion that Senator Temple, when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 129 and recommends do pass. As many are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, voting no. Has every member voted? Does every member wish to change their zero vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 29 senators vote aye and 20 senators vote nay.
29 senators voting aye, 20 voting no. Senate Bill 129 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you under consideration Senate Bill 135. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 135, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act intent on revising laws related to injunctions, providing that an injunction may not be granted regarding an administrative rule before the rule is issued, amending and providing an immediate effective date and a retroactive applicability date.
Are there any corrections to the history of the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 3.
Members, you of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 135. Senator Fitzpatrick, what's your pleasure?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 135, it recommends the same do pass.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What Senate Bill 135 does is it clarifies that an injunction may not be issued against the Secretary of State until they actually have a chance to write a rule. And to give you a little background here, last year, we passed through the legislature a statute that directed the Secretary of State to issue an administrative rule prohibiting ballot harvesting. Even though there was no rule, there was nothing had started in the administrative process, there was a lawsuit and a judge decided to enjoin what is functionally an imaginary law. There was no law in existence, and yet somehow we were enjoined from even writing the law. The Secretary of State didn't get the chance to come up with definitions, come up with rules, come up with the regulations that go with it. I think just common sense says that before we start enjoining statutes or administrative rules, maybe there ought to be one on the books. So that's all this does. Let us have a rule before it gets enjoined. Thank you.
Is there any discussion on the... Is there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, colleagues. I rise in opposition to this bill for two reasons. One, retroactive applicability is generally against public policy. And it's specifically when it's attempting to address an active case or controversy, which this one is. In addition, if you look on page 9, the change we're making is exactly what the sponsor said. We would enjoin, we would be preventing an enjoinment of a law that we had passed until the secretary already went through the entire process of creating a rule. Well, if an idea itself, if something we pass is itself unconstitutional, and there is reasons to believe that after the plaintiffs have standing and after a hearing in which all of the merits are addressed to show cause that there should be an injunction, the court should be able to do an injunction under these circumstances. So for those reasons, please vote no.
Senator Emmerich.
In response to the good senator across the aisle, this body and this legislature does make public policy. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator Fitzpatrick, would you care to close your bill? The senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 135, recommend the same do pass. As many are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Opposed, vote no. Has every vote, member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 34 senators vote aye and 15 senators vote nay.
34 senators have voted aye, 15 have voted no. Senate Bill 135 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you the consideration Senate Bill 148. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 148, introduced by Lenz, a bill for an act entitled requiring legal representation for children in child abuse and neglect cases, and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history of the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 148. What is your pleasure, Senator Lenz?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration Senate Bill 148, that it recommend the same do pass. Mr.
Senator Lenz.
Members of the body, I come before you today with a very straightforward bill. And it states that everyone should have right to counsel. It doesn't matter how young you are. And so within this state, we have had multiple different ways of supposedly representing children. And the only one that can truly represent them in the legal arena is an attorney. I was not initially on board with this, but I have seen through the whole system that this is going to be the most effective way for us to do that, because the attorneys will make that representation. Now, you will note it comes with fiscal note, and that is fine, because this is an impact to the state, and it's an important thing that we're doing for the children of the state. I look forward to the discussion, and I will answer any question that you have, Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator Lenz, would you care to close? Senator Lenz closes. The question now arises, the motion of Senator Lenz, that when this committee does rise and report after having it under consideration, Senate Bill 148, recommend same do pass. Many are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Seeing none, clerk, record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 46 senators vote aye and 3 senators vote nay.
46 senators have voted aye, 3 have voted no. Senate Bill 148 has passed second reading. Members, I have in front of you, for your consideration, Senate Bill 167. Clerk will read the title and the history of the bill.
Senate Bill 167, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act intended on revising laws relating to resignations of directors of nonprofit corporations, allowing a director to rescind a resignation and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history of the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of this committee, you have now before you Senate Bill 167. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had in consideration Senate Bill 167, it recommends the same do pass.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 167 enables a person who has resigned as a director to rescind that resignation within 5 days if you do it in writing, unless otherwise prohibited by the bylaws of a corporation. The reason for this is many of the nonprofit corporations you'll see around the state are things like homeowners associations, small little volunteer groups, and what frequently happens is you'll get a little dispute in the group and people react emotionally, they resign, and then 24 hours, 48 hours later, they think about it and think that's not such a great decision. And what this would simply allow them to do is rescind that resignation instead of forcing the organization to go through a whole nother vote to more or less put the person back into the job they quit. So just a simple way to make life a little bit easier for people. So I'd ask a green light.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator Fitzpatrick, would you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises in the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick that when this committee does rise and report after having it under consideration, Senate Bill 167, this recommends same do pass. As many are in favor of this motion, signify by saying aye. Will opposed say no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 43 senators vote aye and 6 senators vote nay.
43 senators have voted aye, 6 senators have voted nay. Senate Bill 167 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you in consideration Senate Bill 179. Will the clerk read the title and history of the bill?
Senate Bill 179, introduced by Small, a bill for an act entitled an act revising alcohol laws, allowing certain retailers to buy and sell beer outside of the territory of the wholesaler in which the retailer is located.
Are there any corrections to the history of the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 179. What is your pleasure, Senator Small?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 179, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Small.
Mr. Chairman, members of the body, this is a pretty simple bill in all actuality, and what it does is it... it's too early for that, Arnie. Anyway, okay, what it does is it strikes line 18 of the bill, which simply reads, only within the territory of the wholesaler in which the retailer is located. And it basically creates a mechanism where a buyer and a seller can reach an agreement where the seller can go pick something up off the dock. And that's basically simply what it is. It works for these businesses that are working under a taproom model, which if anybody here is familiar with them, there's only probably less than a dozen of them in the state, but they always kind of want the latest and greatest deal. That's what their patrons come to enjoy. And so basically, I mean, as an example, if I was operating a tap room in Weibo, Montana, and I wanted to, needed something out of Kalispell, my wholesaler couldn't get it. Well, under this, I could, you know, spend a 30-hour round trip of driving and $700 in fuel, go pick up a keg, bring it down, and sell it for $30 a glass, because that's probably what I'd take to recuperate it. Anyway, it's a pretty good, simple bill. Remember, all sales are still within state, still paying taxes, everything else. Give it a green light. It's fine.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator Small, would you clear to close? Senator Small closes. The question now arises as a motion to Senator Small that this committee does rise and report on having under consideration Senate Bill 179 does recommend same do pass. As many in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. The opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Seeing none, clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 41 senators vote aye and 8 senators vote nay.
41 senators have voted aye, 8 have voted no. Senate Bill 179 has passed second reading. Senator Majority Leader Fitzpatrick.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee rise and report.
You have heard the motion from Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those who vote opposed say no. The ayes have it. Motion carries.
Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, we are Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. Senate bills passed, Senate Bill 94, 105, 129, 135, 148, 167, 179. Senate bills passed as amended, Senate Bill 59.
Senator Friedel.
I move the adoption of the committee report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Friedel. The Committee of the Whole report be adopted. Many of them in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Senator Fox. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators having voted aye, 0 having voted no. The committee of the whole report has been adopted. Thank you, Senator Friedel.
That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will be on order business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 21, introduced by Fitzpatrick. A bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to Alcohol Fingerprint Requirements.
Senate Bill 21, having been read through three several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators have been voted aye. Senate Bill 21 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 30, introduced by McCamey, a bill for an act entitled Repeal Clean Campaign Act.
Secretary?
Senate Bill 8. Try that. Introduced by Senator O'Brien, a bill for an act entitled Revised Transformational Learning Program Laws.
Senate Bill 8 have been read through three several times. Question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators haven't voted aye. Senate Bill 8 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 30, introduced by McCamey, a bill for an act entitled Repeal Clean Campaign Act.
Senate Bill 30 have been read through three several times. Question, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 34 have voted yes, 15 have voted no.
34 senators have voted aye, 15 have voted no. Senate Bill 30 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 39, introduced by Bartel, a bill for an act entitled Revised Permitting for Incinerators.
Senate Bill 39 have been read through several times. Question, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 35 have voted yes, 14 have voted no.
35 senators have voted aye, 35 senators have voted aye, 14 have voted no. Senate Bill 39 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 84, introduced by Brown, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to Hunting and Elk Abuse.
Senate Bill 84 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. 1 has voted no.
48 senators have voted aye. 1 having voted no. Senate Bill 39 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 85, introduced by Lang, a bill for an act entitled Require Management of Delisted Grizzly Bears at Sustainable Levels.
Secretary? Can you repeat that? I've got 84.
Mr.
Senate Bill 85, introduced by Lang. A bill for non-contested require management of delisted grizzly bears at sustainable levels.
Senate Bill 85, having been read through several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 37 have voted yes, 12 have voted no.
37 senators having voted aye, 12 having voted no. Senate Bill 85 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 112, introduced by McGillivray, a bill for enacting a tied revised pharmacist prescribing authority.
Senate Bill 112, having been read through three several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 34 have voted yes, 15 have voted no.
34 senators have voted aye, 15 have voted no. Senate Bill 112 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 115, introduced by Lenz, a bill for enacting a revised definition of psychological abuse or neglect in CPS cases.
Senate Bill 115, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Olson. Secretary will record the votes.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes, 2 have voted no.
47 senators having voted aye, 2 having voted no. Senate Bill 115 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 142, introduced by Regeer, a bill for an act entitled to provide oversight of local impact fee laws.
Senate Bill 142, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 35 have voted yes, 14 have voted no.
35 senators having voted aye, 14 having voted no. Senate Bill 142 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 144, introduced by Temple, a bill for an act entitled revised helmet requirement regarding completely enclosed auto cycles.
Senate Bill 144, having been read through three several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Glenn. Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes, 2 have voted no.
47 senators haven't voted aye, 2 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 144 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 151, introduced by Lenz, a bill for enacting tied revised laws related to parental financial responsibility in CPS cases.
Senate Bill 151, haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the votes.
Mr. President, 31 have voted yes, 18 have voted no.
31 haven't voted aye, 18 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 151 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 162, introduced by Lenz, a bill for an act entitled to provide notice to foster parents in CPS cases.
Senate Bill 162, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 haven't voted aye. Senate Bill 162 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Joint Resolution 1, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Senate Joint Resolution on the Joint Rules.
Senate Joint Resolution 1, having been read through three several times, question, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the votes.
Mr. President, 37 have voted yes, 12 have voted no.
37 senators haven't voted aye, 12 haven't voted no. Senate Joint Resolution 1 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Joint Resolution 7, introduced by O'Brien, a bill for an act entitled Joint Resolution Recognizing Ireland on St. Patrick's Day.
Senate Joint Resolution 7, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the votes.
49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators having voted aye. Senate Bill or Joint Resolution 7 has passed the Senate. That objection will be on order of business number 9, motions. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move to re-refer Senate Bill 94 and Senate Bill 184 to Finance and Claims.
That objection is ordered.
That
objection will be on order of business number 12, announcements of committee meetings.
Mr. President. Oh,
Senator S.
Question of the Majority Leader. Mr. Majority Leader, did you mean Senate Bill 148 instead of 184?
Oh, Yeah, I'm sorry, that's correct. It's Senate Bill 1, 48 by Senator Lenz, revised laws regarding legal representation of children.
That objection is ordered. Good catch, Senator. That objection will be on order business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. Senator Small.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Sorry. Senate Business and Labor will be Tuesday morning at 8:30 a.m. And if I may be off the record now, the journal for the purpose of a thank you here.
You may.
All right, pages, would you please stand up? How about a big thank you for the pages who helped out over the week, and they're all embarking on their journey back home this afternoon. Thank you. Hold on.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The long-range planning subcommittee, 8 o'clock Monday morning, 217B. And today, state administration will meet. And we're scheduled at 3 for a bill hearing. And if the committee could gather at 2:30, I'd like to start some executive action before the scheduled bill hearing. So state administration, let's gather up at 2:30. Thank you.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Natural Resources at 2:45 for some executive action. Then we have one bill. Thank you.
Senator McGilvery.
Mr. President, Public Health will meet when the House adjourns because all our bills are House bills.
Senator Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No Senate education today. Monday morning, joint appropriations, education, 9 o'clock.
Senator Glim.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section B, 9 a.m., I think, Monday morning, 102.
Senator Manavel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section A will not meet on Monday.
Senator Bradell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government does not have it in today. We will continue our work on Monday after committee on the floor. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one announcement. It seems to be that there are some bills that may have come out of committee and may not be reporting to the floor. I know that I had one. So I'd encourage you to go check your bills to make sure that they are still moving through the process. If you've had a bill come out of committee and it hasn't been on the board in a week or so, come find me or come find Marilyn, because there may be some bills lost in outer space. So with that, Mr. Chair, or Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour of 1 o'clock on January 30th, 2023, the 21st legislative day.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Senate will reconvene on Monday at 1 o'clock.